At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number 1 and number 2 in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
5-11-20. Now the host of the show, Rich Orris.
Good Saturday morning, St. Louis. Hey, congratulations. You made it. You're here. You are at the Home Improvement Show. I'm Rich Orris, sitting in here today. We got 2 hours today. We're going to be talking about one of the most important investments you will ever make, your home, right? So this is not an investment show, but it is a home show. And whether you're dealing with a repair that has been nagging you, maybe you're planning a remodeling project, or simply just trying to stay ahead of some routine maintenance around the house, this is the place to get your help, your answers. We can talk about your concerns. We can see what's going on. Every week, we help homeowners navigate everything from leaky faucets to drafty windows to kitchen renovations, big bathroom remodels, additions, whole house transformations. We can do it all. And if you've got a question, I'm right here. I've got the phone lines open for you right now, 314-436-7900. Get you right in. Call me now. Let's talk about what is happening at your house. Again, 314-436-7900. And also today we've got the text line open. So you can actually text to the same number. Just send a text. Put your question there, and we'll see if we can get to that question on the air today and talk about what you're thinking about. You know, home ownership is rewarding, but it comes with its fair share of challenges. Sometimes it's knowing what needs attention today, and sometimes it's figuring out how to plan for the next projects that will make your home more comfortable, more beautiful, and more valuable for years to come. So whether you're in the middle of a project right now or just kind of starting out gathering ideas, or maybe you're wondering why something in your house suddenly stopped working this week, I'm here. We've got you. Grab a cup of coffee, settle in, join the conversation. This is the Home Improvement Show. And again, we can get started with you right now, 314-436-7900. Let's see who our first caller is going to end up being today. And today, Cardinals aren't till later on this evening, so we've got a full two-hour show for everybody today. Plenty of time to get in. And, you know, I kind of brought up a really touchy subject with your home being the biggest investment that you could ever have, because there's some opinions out there that maybe it is, maybe it isn't. How you go about things. If you've ever read the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, they actually talk in the book about how your house is not an asset. The broader point is that people tend to, they define an asset differently than most homeowners would. And the book argues that an asset actually puts money in your pocket and a liability takes money out of your pocket. So based on that definition, they contend that your primary residence is often a liability rather than an investment, because it requires ongoing expenses like mortgage payments, taxes, insurance, maintenance, while typically not producing an actual cash flow for you. So they would classify it not an asset. And kind of contrast with income producing assets such as like rental real estate, business investments, things that generate money is what they kind of talk about what an asset truly is. But the philosophy is that you don't buy a home and assume it's an investment. You know, you focus on acquiring assets that generate income, then use that income to purchase the home that you live in. And you base the size of the home and all of that on, you know, how much income and what can you afford. So looking at this, it can vary. It can depend. If I look at my personal situation and everything that's happened with me, and I've owned, I'm in my third home, so I've sold two homes, and there's a lot to be said for what situation are you in, and what situation is the market in when you purchase a home? How do you work on the home, maintain the home, improve the home? What is that? What are those investments cost you, and how can you get those accomplished? Plays another big role. So I could say from a personal experience, my first home was an investment, and I did walk out the door with extra money and helped me get into my next home. So, but in that home, you got to remember, I'm in this industry. I did a lot of work to this home, and I did it myself. So I put in different floors, I drywalled stuff, I painted, I really improved upon this first starter home. And we bought it in a market where the market was a little bit down, so the house was less. And then when we sold, we were in a better market, and it sold for more, and all the values grew. And so I got into my next house, and we lived there for about 15, 16 years, something like that. And I sold that house in the down market that I bought the first house in. So I paid $172,000 for my second home. I sold it like 16 years later for like $184,000. And when I did my taxes at the end of that year and put all the information in from my home, from the purchase and the selling and everything, TurboTax said to me, had just brought up this statement, hey, congratulations, you lost $6,000 on the sale of your home. It cost me $6,000 to live there for 15, 16 years. I literally financially made no money. Now, of course, I was there a long time, so my loan got paid down, so I walked out the door with some money, but it was all money that I had spent to get there. And I had actually spent $6,000 more than I had walked out the door with in order to have the home. So that wasn't much of an investment, or if it was an investment, it was a losing investment that gained me nothing. So that's not great. But now the house I'm in now, it was a foreclosure. That's why we jumped on it. We got it at a low price in a low market. So if I could sell my house right now, wow, okay, I've got one hell of an investment now. But again, I did the same thing. I got to buy it lower. It was foreclosed on, so it was like a bidding thing. I won the house, and we've done a lot of work to the house. I've put thousands of dollars into this house, finishing the basement, just all kinds of work. We've done new kitchen countertops and painted kitchen cabinets, and we've painted the whole house, and we've done landscaping outside. And believe me, when I first got in and was doing a bunch of the outside, that's how I met a lot of neighbors, because they were like, wow, I'm so glad this is starting to look better, right? They're like, thank goodness somebody's actually doing something. And I started doing the outside and the landscaping and stuff sooner than I had originally planned to, but it was also because as I was working on the inside, I was seeing a lot of insects, and we were having just a lot of issues. We had a snake that was living out in the landscape. When I, you know, they did nothing with the mulch for probably 10 years. And when I pulled the mulch back, it was like a breeding ground for every type of insect in the world. So I quickly shifted my focus to kind of secure the house from the outside and make it better. And my wife certainly appreciated me getting rid of the snake. That's a fact. So making that better, meeting the neighbors, doing all of that. But I've put a lot into it, but I'm going to get out more than I put into it. But I also got to do this work myself. So like, you know, last fall I was talking about doors I was installing. I put in four new doors around my house, and I didn't put them in because I just thought they'd look better and work better and I wanted something different. It was because these were builder grade doors and they had issues, and this was more of a maintenance concern than it was just we wanted something better. Now we picked something better with some blinds in the glass, and so we got to get rid of the little curtain things on the glass doors, and that was really nice. But when I did these doors, I had a friend of mine that works in the industry help me install them. He did some of the siding work and the flashing and wrapping work for me, and so I'm telling you, I got to install these doors for probably 30% what you might have those doors installed for by any type of company out there. So that's an advantage to that investment. And if you can't do that, then all of a sudden, yeah, your home is becoming a liability because you have to pay other people to do these things and you got to pick and choose. And if you do nothing, if you do absolutely nothing, you just stay there and you just live there, by the time you're done and you go to sell it, it's going to be so diminished that you're going to get way less. And again, it's going to be a liability again. So whether your house is the best investment or not, whether you walk out of it with money, the point, I think, of a lot of this is make it comfortable, make it what you want, enjoy it, enjoy what you're doing, enjoy where you're living, and have a good time, because that really means probably more in the end than everything else that you're trying to figure out, accomplish, and all of that. So we can get into more of this stuff here in just a little bit, but we're going to take a quick break here. But don't forget, hey, you can text, you can call, get your questions in, get your conversation in. What is going on around your house? I'd love to find out. And you can call in 314-436-7900 or text. Let me know what's going on, and we'll see if we can help you out right after this. We'll be back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Here you have it. Here you are. You're at the Home Improvement Show. Rich Orris here for you and ready to help see what's going on. Don't forget, text, call. Let me know what's happening. You can get a hold of me at 314-436-7900. And I know it's a really beautiful day. There's probably a lot going on. We've had a little bit of rain and kind of put off cutting the grass a little bit. So I know there's probably a lot of people out there I was looking at mine this morning, like, boy, I think this afternoon might just be the time to get that grass cut and get into some of these exterior projects. What's on that honey-do list? Again, don't forget, 314-436-7900. Put you in here with me. But let's touch on another financial part of a home that a lot of clients that I talk with are kind of stuck in. And I am, again, this is another little personal same situation. I am stuck in the exact same situation, because now that the market grew so much and homes got so much more valuable through COVID and beyond, and they might have started to balance a little bit, but I mean, I'm talking a little bit. Home values are still really, really up there, and when that happens, then typically so do interest rates. So these interest rates, they're up there too. They're higher than they've been in quite a long time. And actually, the interest rate on my first home was a special rate, a first-time home buyer rate, and it was twice what my interest rate is right now. So we've got a lot of people stuck in this interest rate where they're like, oh, wow, I don't want to get rid of 2.9 or 3.3% or something like that, and these loans are 6 to 7% or even 8% or something for houses sometimes. So yeah, you're kind of looking at that going, and I'm in the same situation. It's like, okay, so what am I doing here? Because if I do sell my house and I do get the money, the investment, everything out of it, that's extra from the value growing and all the work I did and getting the house for a good price, now I got to go and try and buy something else. And even with some of that money to go towards it, you end up with a loan, and now your interest rate has doubled or so. So now all of a sudden you're like, I'm coming out of it with the same house payment that I had with the bigger house. So we're kind of stuck in this little spot of like, do we want to pay the same house payment for half the house? And so what do we do with that? And I see a lot of clients in this situation, and it has brought a lot of people to decide to remodel their house, to fix their house up, to make it a place that they want to stay. And you can use some of your own funds and not have to pay interest on that. Or if it kind of grows and you need a portion of it, well, if you get a loan that's, say it's even a higher interest rate, say it's like 9%, but you're only loaning $40,000 to get enough to get to the project that makes you comfortable and love your home and decide to stay in your home for the next 10, 15 plus years, well, you're going to pay less in interest on that 40 at a higher rate than if you did the entire house, 400, 500,000 at 6 or 7%. You're going to have a lot more interest on that bigger amount, even if it's a slightly lesser rate. So even getting some financing to get into these projects to make you comfortable is a good decision. And if you're staying in your home for the long term and you get a great company that does great work, then yeah, you can really have a great outcome that makes you happy, that makes you want to stay there, makes you love your house again, and really puts you in a good position to be where you're at and not have to worry about it. And as we get older and as we retire and looking at the home that you're in, I haven't met a whole lot of other clients that are in the later stages that are kind of looking at it the same way. It's a better financial decision if you can stay where you are and work with it than trying to go and find something different, buy something different, or go to an assisted living facility or anything like that. I've got people that literally add a master kind of bathroom addition that gets them a bathroom on the first floor of the house, keeps them in the house. And if they have a low interest rate, a low payment, or if the house is paid off because you've been there long enough and you got it paid off and you can get that, then it just saves you so much in the end. And we've compared a lot to assisted living facilities. And I've spoken with clients that I've heard them, they go to these retirement homes that have a first off like $1 million buy-in. Or I've heard a lot that were, you know, it's going to be $6,000 a month. I mean, you're talking that alone, that's $72,000 a year. If you did a job that cost $144,000 and you stayed in your home for 2 years, you're at the break-even point with that much investment. You've literally broken even from going to that facility that's $6,000 a month. So I've seen that happen often too, because then say you make it 3 years or 4 years, you put in a chairlift so you can get from the ground level up, or you do things and you invest to keep yourself there, and it's less of an investment a lot of times than it is the alternative. You get a bathroom done and you get a walk-in shower, and it costs more because they got to work on the subfloor and they got to do a whole lot more to get that zero entry shower. But you've got that $6,000 a month that maybe you were going to do to pay for that and to get to that break-even point and then beyond. So staying where you're at is also, if you can do it safely and invest in products and situations that keep you there safely, it's a great thing, and it's a great financial thing for you too, to stay there and keep that stability and keep those payments down. And basically that home becomes less and less of a liability and more of an asset if you're getting to stay there very long term. So that's always been a really great decision for everybody too. But hey, we're going to get into our middle hour break here. I do want to remind everybody, when you get done out there, you get done cutting that grass and you have some time and you're looking around the house and you're trying to figure out exactly what to do next, I'm your man. I'm here for you. I can help you out. You can text in a question. You can call in a question. Let's have a conversation about what you're seeing, what you're doing, and what's next on your list. 314-436-7900 gets me right here today. We're going to jump into our middle hour break. We'll have more home improvement right after this. Has a question, I believe, about a shower. Patty, are you with us? Can you hear me?
I sure am. I have a quick question. I want to update my bathroom, but I don't want to redesign it. Uh-huh. I just want to take out plastic inserts in the shower, and it's a roll-in shower, so a walk-in, whatever. And I want to take out the plastic inserts, what would you recommend using as new material for that?
Okay, so so it's kind of like a one-piece kind of unit right now?
Actually, I think there's three pieces. It's like a
okay.
in the seam. So, yeah, it's more than one.
Okay.
It's more than one piece.
Okay, but it's kind of like one of those fiberglass kind of you can push on the walls. Okay, gotcha. So how old is your home?
Oh, this was done since my home was originally built. So this was an add-on feature.
Uh-huh.
So it's approximately, I would say that bathroom's probably 15 years old.
Okay.
It's not that old.
Okay.
Yeah,
no, that's good, because it should be drywall and all that. Yeah,
I want to change the look. I don't want the plastic insert any longer.
Yes. So there is a couple things you can do. And I'm guessing it's just a shower, right? You're not looking to put in a bathtub, or is it a tub?
No, it's just a shower.
Yeah.
Again, it's a nice roll-in for a wheelchair shower.
Okay.
So it's special, and I don't want to get rid of that either.
Okay.
It's come in handy for other purposes for other people, so it's worked out really well to have.
Yeah, so in that instance, and wanting to keep that roll in, I would guide you towards a product called Onyx. And Onyx is the name of the company that makes the product. It's not like Onyx, the actual natural material that they make countertops and things like that out of, but it's a similar product to the old cultured marble that kind of went out of style. It's made a little better. It has a lifetime warranty that goes with the finish and all of that on it. So it's durable and holds up really well. And they will have a shower floor, like a shower base, that is a low profile to step in. It's very, very low. It's like an inch or something when the bathroom's done. And they also make a little ramp that you could buy, like a little like 4-inch kind of ramp piece that will match the material and the color and everything of that shower base and make it where you could roll into it. So you
I have that already.
You can keep that feature.
Also.
Yeah. And then you can use either the same Onyx wall panels around the wall, and they have some really nice colors and speckly patterns, kind of look sort of granite-y, or you could consider just tiling the walls too. It just depends on the look you're after, how much maintenance are you after. The Onyx material is extremely low maintenance and very easy to clean.
How much more expensive is it versus like using a tile?
The Onyx material will be a little bit less than a tile install.
What?
The tile takes a little bit more labor to install, and the tile also, depending on who's building the shower, the tile also really requires a better backing material that costs a little bit more than the wall panel covering the whole wall requires. So that kind of helps save a little bit on that project also. So the Onyx will definitely be some amount less than doing the ceramic tile or porcelain tile on your shower walls.
Where do you go for that product?
Well, so if you're after like a kind of a DIY situation, you can, I believe Home Depot sells Onyx. Not sure about Lowe's, but I've seen it at Home Depot. And it's an ordering process. You got to kind of know what you're doing, because you purchase
it. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm going
to
have to source out a contractor to do it.
Yeah. So you're just looking for a company that's good with that Onyx material, that's used it a lot and does those showers all the time. So,
right.
So we at Mosby Building Arts, we can do just the shower. We don't have to remodel the entire bathroom. And we put in that Onyx product all the time. So Mosby Building Arts could be a good starting point and at least a good conversation for you to have to kind of figure out where you're going.
Okay. That sounds like a good idea.
Okay.
Alrighty, thank you so much.
Yeah, you're very, very welcome. And anybody out there, you're looking for something like that, and for you, Patty, if you're to get to Mosby, you can, one, look us up online and go to our website at callmosby.com, callmosby.com, or you can just give us a call during the week, 314-909-1800, and you can talk to them and see what you're after. They could set you up with either myself or one of our other consultants. We got a lot of them that remodel bathrooms and do bathrooms in our Right Bath program. So they can set you up with a consultant to come out, take a look and talk about that. And that's what I do every day, is not just bathrooms and not just shower. I'm personally more of a well-rounded gamut, where I look at exteriors, I look at exterior remodeling, I look at issues on homes, I look at remodeling the inside, bathrooms and kitchens and general remodeling, and I also room additions and everything. So I kind of cover everything from a small repair exterior projects all the way through full design build. Let's get architecture and some designing involved and figure out like a room addition or some kind of project like that for you. So, and I run around every day and I meet people and I see people and we talk about all these different kinds of projects. We talk about how to install things differently, properly, the best way. We talk about the differences in what's kind of standard for the industry and what's a little different with how a good qualified company or a company like Mosby Building Arts is going to look at that situation differently and kind of say, okay, well, here's different ways that this could be done. There's different ways to install replacement windows. Siding, I just had one a couple days ago with siding on the house where it's a wood siding. Now it's got brick on the bottom half and wood siding above that goes around the windows. And it's a little bit older home, probably 50s, 60s, something like that. The wood siding's got some rot at the bottom. They've got kind of like a trim piece and drip edge on capping kind of on top of that brick. It's been caulked several hundred times, it seems like. It's got some rot, it's got paint peeling, it's got issues, and we had a really good detailed conversation about the different ways where a lot of, you know, single line siding companies, and including Mosby, we could do the same thing, is just basically you put siding over top of that siding and you use a deeper J channel that runs around, you put in like a foam board that kind of gives you a flatter surface to nail to, or at least to follow. So it's like this folding foam board. And so you put that in there and then you put your vinyl siding right on top of everything. And that's really not the best thing for the wood behind there rotting. If water gets behind there, if you do any metal flashing, it's hard to say that it's really going to work the best way that it should. Sometimes it might. Sometimes you could end up with problems. So it's really a warranty thing against, if you do it like that, what kind of workmanship warranty do you get and what's all included? Or if you strip all that off, if you get rid of all that siding, you get rid of all that caulk, the rotted piece of trim at the bottom, you install new flashings that go over top of that brick and up the wall, and you wrap the wall and you flash around the windows and you really dry this thing in, and then you do your surface mount. Now my vinyl siding makes my house look really nice, but all that protection is in the back It's about three times the amount of work. Basically comes with probably about three times the amount of investment to get it done because it's three times the amount of work, and you get a better product, a better warranty, and you can get a longer warranty that includes more things. So, hey, when we come back, maybe we'll touch here a little bit into warranties and see what do they deliver, what are they after, what should you watch out for when talking to a company and discussing their workmanship warranties. How do you get what's right in that and make sure that you have the right thing? So we can touch on that and several other things. And of course, we can always touch on your phone calls, 314-436-7900. Text, call, get with me. We'll see if we can help you out. We're going to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. We'll have more home improvement right after these messages. Hey, Rich Orris here with B&W Concrete. All things concrete, they can take care of for you, just like they do for me and for Mosby Building Arts and the projects that we build. When we build a room addition, you better believe B&W is going to be putting that foundation in. They're going to be helping us out, and they're going to be doing the concrete services the right way, and that is what we love about them. I invite you to give them a call. 636-458-3626. Just imagine your concrete. No shortcuts, no issues down the road. Peace of mind that your concrete is done well. They're local, family-owned. They've been in business for like 50-plus years, and they do every type of concrete out there. Tear-out replacement, new construction, foundations, walls, decorative walls, flat work. They do it all. Give them a call, 636-458-3626, or find them online at bwconcrete.com. Seems like it's the last segment, but it's only the last segment of this hour. We've got a full another hour coming at you after this. So, hey, get with me. Let's see what's going on. Let's see what's happening at your house. 314-436-7900. You can call in, have a conversation, or text in, and we'll see if we get to your question on the air and just listen up and hear that answer. So speaking of that, let's get to BJ. Has a question for us. See what's going on there. Hey, BJ, you there?
Yes, I am. Quick question. You were talking about showers.
Yeah.
And a number of years ago, I shower put in the master bath, and they used a nice clear seal to seal, I believe it was Onyx, but I'm not positive, to seal the base to the actual floor, I mean the wall to the floor.
Uh-huh.
And now I've developed just a couple in dark spots underneath it. I'm assuming it's some kind of mold. And I heard that there was some kind of spray or application you could put on to kill that. Is that true, or do I need to dig up that chunk of sealer?
So that is kind of both true and false, because if it's simply on the surface, then yes, like a shower cleaner, a cleaner that gets rid of soap scum and mold and mildew and stuff is definitely can clean that up and get that right off of there. The issue is that you will definitely have areas where it's kind of embedded inside of the caulk. And yeah, so
that's, I believe what I have is yep. I tried the other.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And if it's like that, then it's just time to cut it out, completely clean it up, and just re-caulk. And depending on how much you use the shower, how wet you leave it when you're done, that kind of guides how often you need to re-caulk because of that. So yeah, it's definitely something that it wouldn't surprise me if you needed to re-caulk that shower every 5 years ish or something like that because of that happening. And the caulks that you use, you're going to find them and it'll say mold resistant. Well, it just means it's resistant to it. It doesn't mean it'll never get it.
Gotcha.
Yep. So I think you're into a re-caulking there.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
All right, no problem, BJ. Let's jump over to Craig, see what's happening there. Craig, can you hear me? Oh, hang on. We got you, Craig.
There we go. I've got a modular home set on a basement, with a stairwell going down that currently does not have sidewalls. Okay. And anchoring them to the concrete floor, no problem there. I know how to do that. How can I anchor them to the steel beams?
So to the steel beams, I would say, are you talking like an actual steel I-beam?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so it's just a complicated thing that you can glue it with liquid nails. I'd always recommend you can do that, and that will make it a little bit less of a you can use less attachments then, and because the liquid nails will hold more in between. But the really the only ways you're doing that is to just drill through that wood and the beam. You can put a little nut and a bolt. I've seen at times people just use like the nails that you use on the concrete floor, where it's like a 22 gauge shell. Like you hammer it and it just fires a nail really, really hard. And I've seen them do that where the nail just barely nicks into that steel enough to hold it while the glue sets up.
Okay.
Is basically what they're doing. But definitely have liquid nails to it, and then you can just do a quarter inch nut and bolt too is probably the, you know, in a really good steel drill bit, you might need a couple of them because that steel I-beam is going to be pretty thick.
Right. All righty. Well, I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for the call, Craig. Appreciate everybody calling in and you know, a lot of DIY work out there, and it's like myself, like I was talking about, it helps you get things done, helps you with your investment because you're not paying, you know, it's more a labor of love than a labor rate. And how good are they? Do they need to be licensed for like electrical and plumbing and different things? Just makes everything more expensive. So the more you can fix, repair, dress up, and get done yourself, the better off you're going to be financially with that return on investment. The whole name of the game is trying to spend as little as possible. Well, when you want something done really well and you don't know how to do it, then you kind of get stuck there with, I'm trying to find the right company. I'm trying to have really good qualified workers perform the work so I don't have problems down the road, and it starts to cost more and more, and you kind of start to diminish that return a little bit, but you get to be happy and you get to love it. But hey, don't forget, we're going to get into our news break here. 314-436-7900 is going to find me for the solid next hour. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back. Hour two of the Home Improvement Show. We got 97.1 fans joining us also, as well as Camo X. So awesome. Twice the people. Just think about what's going on around your house. Take a walk around your house. Take a look around your house. See if you see anything out of place. You don't need to necessarily know everything to just notice a loose piece of siding or water running across a basement floor, or just inside, outside, look for stains, look at the ceilings, look at the windows, make sure things operate. And then when you have some questions, I'm here for you. You can call 314-436-7900 or text. You can text in a question and we'll see if we can get to that text question on the air. So we do have Miriam on the line, was good enough to hold through the whole news break. So Miriam, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Well, my question relates to the basement floor in my house. I have lived here a long time with my family. This is a 1950s brick ranch style home. And many years ago, when children were smaller, we had used the basement for a recreation room and had fixed up the basement with paneling and so on. Uh-huh. But there was always a problem with one side of the floor. First, we tiled it, but on the one side, this sort of unpleasant looking yellowish brown, whatever it was, would creep up in between the tiles. And it looked unpleasant. So eventually, over time, we used carpeting and when we used the basement more and so on. And finally, I had a company, a very reputable company, come and they put down wall to wall, not carpet, but covering, sort of a light gray blue that looked very nice. But that was several years ago. And now the mysterious yellow creeper has somehow, this is not actually wet at all, I don't mean, but it has discolored this whole section of the basement that has been covered with this floor covering that I'm not really quite sure what to call it.
Okay.
My question relates to, number one, if anyone, this appears to be sealed to the floor for all eternity. I just wonder if it is actually possible to have it removed. And question two, if it can't be removed, could it be tiled over by my very excellent handyman, perhaps?
Yeah.
But that is my question, relating to the side of the basement that has this discolored floor covering that I would like to either eradicate, if possible, or cover it up, if possible. Thank you.
Okay. So did this floor covering go over top of the tile that was under, that was there before, or did you take the tile up?
No, the tile was gone.
Okay.
And to be honest, and we knew, and my late husband took care of everything, of course, but and we knew it was not really a good idea to put down a great big sheet of plastic on that side and then cover it over with like an indoor-outdoor carpet.
Mm-hmm.
Although we did that many years ago, and that worked actually better than anything else. But again, that was in the past, and now the side of the room in the basement that is covered with this, I would say it is over the concrete.
Yeah. Yeah, and that is very interesting. I haven't seen a whole lot of that, but I do know that the basement floor is definitely, it can have moisture, okay, without necessarily being wet.
Right.
In moisture vapor, if you have moisture under the floor, the vapors try and get out. And it sounds like maybe something like that's going on, and there's something in the concrete where it's bringing up something that's making that color, because I haven't seen a lot of color come up other than dirt, from the cracks or something, out of basement floors like that. Is the floor that's discoloring, does it go around the whole basement and it's only discoloring in that area?
No, it's only the one area.
Okay. So, but you don't have the same flooring in other parts of the basement?
No.
Okay.
Initially, we tried to do that, but that's when the yellow creeper began to appear. And at that time, we were young and didn't know how to do much of anything, I guess.
But, yeah.
But whatever this is, it has not given up over a long period of time. And I would just, even though it's just myself now, I don't really use the basement for recreational purposes, obviously.
Yeah.
But every time I look at that floor, it's irritating to my blood pressure.
Yeah, I can imagine. So,
Just, it looks terrible. And I'm not used to having it look terrible. So I just wondered if you might have any ideas.
I really don't off the cuff as far as it's nothing that I've really seen discolor like that. This is definitely something that could take a little bit of investigation. It sounds like when you put the plastic down, it kind of helped keep the moisture vapors and stuff down.
It did.
And that's probably why you didn't see it with the carpet. And maybe it got to the edges a little bit, but it just didn't come all the way through the carpet. And the new floor is probably some kind of luxury vinyl or something like that that's kind of thin and sits flat.
Yes, that's how I would describe it, yes.
Yep, and so that's obviously all that's kind of pushing through and getting to that floor material more this time. And the only other thing I would say you could try is, without trying to get too deep into like exactly what's happening and and how do you correct it? Because there really might not be. The first thing I'd look for is like moisture. Is there a way that there's a lot of moisture on that part of the house? What's the outside of the house look like with gutters and downspouts? And does it slope away? And, you know, is there any excess moisture there that could be gotten rid of by re-landscaping or doing something grading to the outside? But they do make these like square floor pieces that it's like 2 foot by 2 foot plywood squares. And underneath them on the bottom side is like this little kind of rigid plastic material. And you lock these together and you can kind of put that down over the concrete and then put your floor on top of that. And that allows kind of what's happening underneath there might stay underneath and have more of a space. Because you'll have about a half inch of plywood and you'll have about a half inch or 3/8 or something of that plastic. And that plastic is kind of bumpy. So, if water ran through, it would run through there. It wouldn't like trap it real bad. Doing that before a floor goes down might help keep that from actually coming through into the flooring product.
Well, I can see the logic of that. Do you think it is actually possible to remove what is on the floor now? As I say, you'd almost think it was the concrete. It is so completely...
Really?
It was put down to total perfection, I would say. I don't know even how it could be pulled up. And what do you think would happen if, as a somewhat short-term measure, if it were tiled right over the top of this?
So it really depends on what that product is, and we'd probably need to look at it and see it. To really know, like, what is that product and will that product come up or not? And if it won't come up, it might be something where, like, a ceramic tile, mortar, stuff like that might not stick to it. But
that's true.
If you do the other type in a different kind of flooring, then if you do the wood squares in a different type of flooring, you might be able to go over top of what's there. And be fine. I mean, you're kind of creating a step into that area, but you could do a little transition strip and kind of take care of that. So, but to really know if it's coming up or not, I would really need to know exactly what that floor is or what the product is and then see it and figure out what that product is. Because sometimes they actually finish concrete. You actually sand it and kind of gloss it and just finish the concrete in a color, and it's not, it actually is the concrete floor, and it's just like shiny and finished, and it's got color to it, and it's like polishing the concrete. So if it's that, then you would go over top of it, because that doesn't come up, because it truly is like the surface of the concrete that makes the floor and the color and everything. But hey, Miriam, I got to get into my first break here. I would recommend certainly have a really good quality floor company look at that floor and try and determine that, or give Mosby a call and have one of our consultants come out and look at that and see if there's a floor, a product, something like that, that could help you out. So we're going to get into our first break here. Don't fret. Don't go nowhere. We got plenty of time for everybody. 314-436-7900 finds me right here. Call or text today. Let me see what you got going on, and we'll see if we can help you out. Don't touch that dial. All right, welcome back, everybody.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code podcast at Grooms.co. That's code podcast at GRUNS.co.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart. And your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Home Improvement Show, Rich Orris here, helping you out today, seeing what's going on. Remember, you can find me, 314-436-7900, direct line gets you right in. And let's get to Bob and see what's happening with Bob. Hey, can you hear me? How can we help you?
Yeah, Rich, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling.
Great. Thanks for taking my call. I have an interesting problem that I'm hoping you can help me with, and I'm not sure if, you know, but I have a exterior garage, and it has the second story transom windows. The sun, when it hits it at a certain time, it reflects onto the house. There's a big wall of vinyl siding, and you can actually see it's like a moon. It's melting the siding. And so the transom windows extend all the way across the exterior of the garage. So, and every other window has a screen, or some of them are missing, but some of, it doesn't have screens on all of them, and they're tinted. So I'm not really sure what to do. I want to replace the siding, but I don't want it to happen again, you know?
Yeah. That is a problem I've definitely seen in the past. Some of the things that can help are one, a thicker siding. Depending on like builder grade and siding and being thinner, and a thicker siding might help that not happen as bad. But I would definitely say some kind of screening or something to take that reflection away from that window is going to be the best answer. Now, the other thing you could consider too is going to a different siding, going to like an LP Smart Side or a Hardy cement siding would stop that also, because the plastic's what's doing it. And of course, if you get a better siding, a thicker siding, it doesn't mean if you do nothing to the windows that it's not going to, that it won't happen. It may not, but that's kind of a wait and see kind of thing. Does it actually happen again? But I would say I've never corrected it from the window side, as far as I don't know offhand what you would put in front of it, but some kind of screen, some kind of film on the glass or something that can reduce that reflection is definitely what you're after. Something to kind of block that.
I was hoping to, since it's a big house and that's a big wall, it's like 35 feet high. So, and it's only a small portion that it's doing, all the other siding's good, it's just, I hate to have to replace the whole house, and it's hard finding somebody. I don't know if you guys do that, do like partial, siding and repair kind of thing, and so it was but I need to do something, it just looks terrible. And but I want to fix the problem. And then I thought about going halfway up and there's like stone on the front of the house, like a old stone, but I can't find anybody that can match it. I thought about putting that, and that would fix, even if it reflected, it wouldn't melt. But I can't find it. And I found a brick, but it's like $25,000 to, do the brick, and where the siding's, a fraction of that, So I'm kind of in a rock and a hard place, literally.
I totally understand. It could take a little bit of, research too, of trying to figure out, is there some kind of, film or anything that could be put on the glass to stop, slow down, soften that reflection, stop that reflection so that it won't happen again from the actual house window side. That would take some research. I'm not positive what that is. But we definitely, at Mosby Building Arts, we definitely do smaller projects. We do repairs. Okay. We do everything. So we've, replaced one window because it got damaged in a storm, or whatever. So we do full design build, great big remodels that are literally $1 million, $2 million. And we do jobs that I've got one right now for a client that I've done work for years and years over the years. And he's just got a composite rail that was built out of Trex. And he's like, it's about an inch and a half off the deck floor, and he can't really sweep leaves underneath it. And I'm like, so all he wants us to do is take three sections of this rail, kind of like take it apart, put it back together, and just cut it down and raise it up. And right. I'm going to give him a price for that. And it's not going to be a lot, you know, it's
sure.
It's going to be like a guy out there for like a day or something. So we'll do something as small as that. So yeah, we can definitely look at it and try and see if there's a way. We can definitely do something with the siding for sure. It might take a little research to figure out, can we help the melting? And it might be worth buying extra.
Mm-hmm.
And being like, if you have a siding job to make this thing look better, and say it's four squares of siding, well, buy five. And just have it on hand, you know, and then you could kind of try out a certain thing if like a better siding maybe won't melt or something. And then if it starts to do it, you've got the stuff on hand, same color, same dye lot to repair it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe if you guys just look at it, you could, you know, figure out a solution to.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's got to be correctable. It's just, I just don't want to have to keep redoing it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Kind of thing. It's kind of one of those things you almost have to see it to, I mean, it's like the perfect storm. It just hits it and it's like a perfect angle, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So other than storm shutters or something from the outside, block off the window. You don't want to do that, but yeah, we could definitely take a look at it and see, you know, if there's a way we could help prevent it at the same time as doing the replacement.
Okay. Yeah. I guess we'll call into your office and.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked #1 and #2 in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
That's...
Yeah, yep, definitely, yeah. Just you can either give us a call for you and for everybody out there. It's 314-909-1800. Or you can look online, too, and get information. You can set up appointments and everything online through our website at callmosby.com, callmosby.com. So, hey, appreciate the call and everything. Bob, we're going to get into our middle hour break here. I'm kind of on a time crunch to get to this break, but appreciate it. We will definitely be more than happy to come out and take a look at that with you and for you and see how we can help out. And for everybody else, don't go anywhere. 314-436-7900 finds me right here. We'll be right back after this. Hey, guys, Rich Orris here for B&W Concrete. And let them be your source for all things concrete. They perform it all. They can do poured concrete, foundations, retaining walls, decorative walls, flat work. They do standard work. They do custom work. They do decorative concretes. They do new construction. They do tear out and replacement. You name it, they can help you out. You will absolutely love it. You can find them online at bwconcrete.com, or you can just give them a call, 636-458-3626. I want you to know they've been working for Mosby Building Arts for beyond 15 years. They've been in business for beyond like 50 years. They are local, family-owned, and they do everything right around. You're going to love them. They're not going to take shortcuts. They do everything the best way possible. Give them a try. Let them come out and see what they could do for you. Again, you can find them online, bwconcrete.com, or just call them, 636-458-3626. Once again, 314-436-7900 finds me right here. And we've got Keith on the line. I think he's got a comment for the window and the melting siding. Keith, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Rich, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. What's going on?
I'm a contractor, and I ran into that problem in the years past a few times. I'm not sure about what angle that sun's coming at that guy's house, but one idea would be plant a tree or a bush at a certain spot away from the house. Or number two, when you flash it on the side to break the sun, to break the angle, put a piece of flashing down the side of the window behind the siding.
Oh, kind of put something sticking out, I guess.
Yeah, like a little
to kind of block some of that. Yeah, well, kind of like an awning, or that's what the theory is. Like, oh, how do you stop the sun? Well, you can do like a shade that comes down, but then you can't see out your window. You can do. I like the planting idea, although you have to figure out where it's coming from, because he was talking about like three stories of glass. So if it is coming off like a really high thing, then you might need a super tall tree or something to try and block where that could be coming from. Take a lot of, plant a small tree, take too many years to get to that. But yeah, that's I've seen it quite a bit, and usually we've always kind of gone, if it's that bad, we've gone to they're at a point where they want to replace their siding anyways, and we go to something that won't melt, because usually it's coming from another property. It's coming from like the neighbor, right? And not your house is melting the neighbor's. So his is melting his own.
There's got to be something coming off there, like a 90-degree angle off that house for that sun to hit and bounce it back to that window on the house. There's got to be something coming out like a 90-degree angle off that house, I would think. But
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, something to block that sun and block that angle. Keith, I appreciate the call. And the plantings was another good thought, too, is if you can do something like that, that's definitely a good idea to block that sun coming in. And that's a good thing for when it is your neighbor, if you can get something planted and block that, because that's most of them that I've seen, it's you know, these subdivision where everything's vinyl and there's a whole bunch of houses and they're not that far apart. And when that sun does, boy, when it reflects and you get more energy efficient windows, you get the low E coatings and everything on those windows, it can really reflect that sun really well. And I've just totally seen it melting, like a wavy, melty kind of shape on the wall. And typically it's like, well, we can't really do anything to your neighbor's house to try and help your house unless they just volunteer for that. So we've always taken a little bit different path, but definitely some good thought and some good comments on how to get through that. And it's pretty amazing how often that really does happen, a lot more often than you might think, in having that happen and melt the siding. It's quite amazing that it does, but there's a lot of things like that happen way more often than we ever really think. And it's pretty amazing what can go on with houses. And you get these situations like this, and it is tough when it is your neighbor and you got water coming over and it's coming down from your neighbor because they regraded or they put a pipe in the ground and they're sending it, you know, back over towards your house. That's why it's good to have good relationships with your neighbors and kind of try and talk and be civil and have conversations and, you know, see what you can do to help out. And that's why we come up with these rules, like for the pipes underground, the water has to disperse so many feet from your side property line, so many feet from the front and back property line. So they don't want you to just take water straight to the edge of your property and dump it on your neighbor and cause an issue for them. So we have to kind of, a lot of times, make up these rules that we have to follow to try and prevent that. But then a lot of people do this work and they don't even know or understand that those rules are out there or that it even really matters. It's not what they do, and they're kind of DIYing this project. So they think, yeah, I'm going to take it right over here and make this go away. And you just don't realize till it's too late that you could be causing problems over at your neighbor's. And of course, the design of your house, the windows, you want good windows. If you're melting your neighbor's siding, that's really is about as unintentional of a instance that could happen than anything. So awnings, getting an awning on the window above it to block that sun, like Keith was saying, maybe some kind of flashing or something that kind of sticks out. That maybe cuts down that sun angle. It might take some investigation at the right time of day to see where it's coming from and how it's doing. And you know, if you bring it out so far, does it even help or not? Could definitely take a lot of investigation to figure out what's happening and how it's happening and why it's happening and trying to figure out really how you divert that. And so, yeah, it's something crazy out there that we need to deal with. And going to the better sidings create other concerns. A lot of people have vinyl siding and you have that because you don't want to paint. And So then you go, because of a situation like this, you start to consider the Hardy or the LP Smart Side pre-finished. All these, they come pre-finished. They're great. They've got these great long warranties. But I'm telling you, there is maintenance to them. There is stuff you will have to do. And eventually, it is a painted product that will need painted. I've also seen a lot of homeowners try to use AZAC and contractors and stuff too. They buy the white AZAC and they think, well, it's a perfectly white board. We'll attach it to the house and we won't need to paint it. And so, but when you attach plastic trim like that to a house, to keep that waviness out of it, to keep it flat, to keep it straight, the sun, the heat, all that, it affects plastic, just like we're talking about the melting siding. Well, a piece of that white AZAC trim, it can warp, it can move all around. When you look at the instructions of how to fasten it to keep it, it's like every 8, 9, 10 inches you're putting fasteners, screws and stuff through it to try and keep this straight. So then you caulk that, you fill it with like a caulk or something like that. It looks good on the day you walk away, but typically it only takes about a year to maybe a year to 3 years before you're looking at that board and you can see the dirt, the dinginess. It won't clean off of it because it's stuck to the caulk and it just doesn't look that good. So even with the white AZAC, I'm usually recommending it's a good idea just to paint it now and get a good coating over it that you can clean easier, because it will need painted, and it will need painted sooner than you think because of the filled and the caulking and everything sticking to that caulk, and it just makes it look dingy and you end up painting anyway. So here you go. We got another segment left for everybody. Don't forget 314-436-7900. Get you right in here. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more home improvement. Don't touch that dial, folks. Back, final segment here. We do have a little time for you. So if you need some, you want to try and squeak it in, 314-436-7900. We'll get you in here. But for now, I've got a couple texts here that came in and haven't had much time to get to them. But got a question here, text in about a kitchen remodel. And of course, this is the probably the hardest, most impossible question to answer, especially over the air, about a kitchen remodel. But and says kind of not sure the square footage, but what's an average cost of a kitchen remodel? Just trying to get an idea. And oh boy, I mean, the kitchen is the most expensive room in the house to remodel. The things that go in it, the codes that come with it. When we remodel an older kitchen, we have a lot of electrical work to do, because the newer codes, they want all sorts of things to be on dedicated circuits. Some lines need to be upgraded and on a dedicated circuit. So all these different appliances, the garbage disposal, the dish, everything's now a complete dedicated circuit. So we find ourselves upgrading electrical panels, adding sub panels to get enough space to even perform the electrical the way that code requires nowadays. So there can be a lot there. So depending on how much you're doing, how much you're changing, and what you want there, going from a pull and replace to, you know, a full lots of changes. Are you moving things around or not? And what parts and pieces do you really need to change? Because sometimes we get kitchens where the appliances, they're like, I like my appliances, they're fine. I want to keep them. Are they fine where they're at? Or do we move them and keep them? There's a thousand ways to skin the cat to remodel a kitchen. And I have kitchens that we remodel that just the appliances, you get a high-end kitchen remodel with high-end kitchen appliances. I've had appliances cost more than other complete kitchen remodels. So you can spend $10,000, $15,000 to $60,000, $70,000 on just appliances alone, just to get them there and get them put in. So there's a lot that can happen there. There's a lot with the cabinets. If you kind of go back to maybe paint cabinets instead of replace cabinets, there could be a little savings depending on what you're doing with the new cabinets or not. So there's just a whole lot of ways, and we perform kitchens that could be $50,000, and we perform kitchens that grow into flooring throughout the first floor, remove a wall, do some stuff that could be $150,000 to $250,000 on more of a first floor thing. The kitchen seems to grow into other things a lot. So kitchen remodels aren't always just the kitchen. The floors touch other floors. Everybody loves kind of like the flow of the floors and the hardwood floors throughout. And it is a great thing to do. And hardwood floors in a kitchen are perfectly fine. So if you can get that throughout, that adds to the cost. But I know it's kind of roundabout, but without coming out, taking a visit, seeing the space, looking at the size, and then basically comparing it to other kitchens. We've kind of done that size to really give a good price and get in a range. It is very tough, just like you commented in the question, without seeing it. But I would say if it's a full remodel, you'll probably be above $50,000, and it's to an almost an endless place from that would be something that I would say to try and guide you towards and think about. And then there was another question that was about a clogged tub drain that caused a leak into their kitchen, I guess from the second floor to the first floor on their countertop. They removed the blockage, but there's still a little dripping going on. And they said got far enough into it to say the tub overflow drain gasket was not the cause of the leak. So I guess they've looked into that well enough to know that's not the problem. So, I mean, really, if it's still leaking, it's still dripping as you use this tub, you're still getting water down there. It's just going to have to be seen. And unfortunately, I believe you're just going to have to get in through that kitchen ceiling to find those pipes and see where that drip is coming from. If you're positive it's not that overflow gasket. I actually had a leak in one of mine that, and I've seen it several times where they're like, it only happens every so often when my daughter takes a bath or something like that. And it ends up being that overflow gasket because it's when they're putting so much water that it's using that overflow. And that's why it doesn't happen every bath, every time, that sort of thing. So that's always in that back pocket of something that could be happening if it's an on and off, depending on who's using it to create the leak. That could be that way. But really, I think you're just into digging in there and finding the pipes and seeing running water and seeing where that's coming from. So kind of like kitchens always growing into other areas of the house, other projects, other flooring in here, and sometimes it's windows and all these things get added. Well, your plumbing is the same way. You always end up with either plaster or drywall, paint, fixing of other things to find these plumbing leaks, and you got to get in there and dig into them and just really work at it to track it down and get it figured out, because that water will run across that drywall. It'll find a seam, start trying to find its way out and drip and where the drywall seams are. So sometimes you could be 3 to 4 feet away where it's actually dripping from upstairs to where you actually see it dripping down onto the first floor. So it could grow into something bigger. But hey, we're completely out of time. Had a great time, had a great show. Remember, everybody, be good. Be good to each other. Be good to your homes. And I will look forward to talking to everybody next week.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked number one and number two in resale value over all vehicles, according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, but you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.